Testing 1, 2, 3. Srila Prabhupada's morning walk, May 9th, 1973, at Venice Beach in Los Angeles.
Same Atinta Shakti, garment, potency, which is within every month, that can be everything. The same example as I have given, that everyone has got the potency to train, but it has to be practiced. I cannot train. For me, if one is training, it is inconceivable power. But I have got also that power. By practice, it has to be helped.
That is the yogi process.
That is the yogi process. Yes, yogi process is to find out Paramatma, but side by side, many other government powers become everything. Another example, the tree is producing chemicals. So every living entity has got dormant potency, more or less. So God, Krishna, is the supreme living entity. Therefore, He has the full potency. God means full. Complete. Nitya Nityana, Chetana Chetana. The best living entity, that is God. Is there any difficulty to understand the best living entity?
The best living entity?
Yes.
No?
What?
No.
Yes. So that best living entity is God. Sara Parama Krishna. That means the best controller, the supreme controller. Just like this man is controlling his dog, and that man is controlled by somebody else. In the office, or where he works, he's controlled by his boss. And the dog is controlling cats. The cat is controlling rats. In this way, one after another, there are controllers. I control you, he controls me, and I control him in this way. Go on practicing. When you find out somebody who controls but is not controlled by anyone, please go. Very difficult to understand. Everyone here we see that although a person is controller, at the same time he is controlled. Therefore the ideal living entity is he controls but he is not controlled by others. That is it.
So the supreme living entity
is God. He is living entity. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetananam. That is the basic version.
So he doesn't have to practice yogic power.
Huh?
He doesn't have to practice.
Yes, he, because he's not perfect. He hasn't got to pray. So just like if he hasn't got to practice how to live within the world, naturally. Sabhaviti. Sabhaviti means by nature. If I want to fly in this sky, I'll have to find out. This was that struggling with the waves, with precaution, with so much practice. But a small fish, he doesn't care for big waves, he will go again. that small fish is more powerful than you in that respect. You are standing against the wave, but the small fish goes against you. He doesn't do it. A small thing. So many things, there are many superiors. The most superior is God. This is the definition of God. You won't find anybody superior than him. Matta paradaro na annas. There is no more any superior. That is God.
When the living entity comes to the human platform, though he's conditioned, but still by practice of yoga, he can develop
some of the power.
Which cannot be developed by other living entities.
Yeah.
Like for example, fish.
Yes. That distinction is there between one living entity to another. You have got some power, others have got another power. That's Tarotama.
Tarotama?
Tarotama. Means comparative and superlative. That is called Tarotama. There are varieties of potency. All these potencies are visible. Some in you, some in me, some in others. But all the varieties in full potency is in God. There is God. Not like this rascal incarnation of God.
What is that say again?
Balajur.
Guru Maharaj?
Yes, not that. That Krishna was requested by his teacher that when he was offering, that now I am going home, what shall I present you? Guru Dakshina, giving to the Guru. So he requested Krishna, I have heard that you are so powerful. I lost my two sons, if you bring them. So Krishna immediately went and brought them from within the ocean. This is God. Similarly, Devaki also requested Krishna. The Krishna, before your birth, I lost 7 children. Your maternal uncle killed them. So I have heard that you have returned back the sons of your teacher. Why not my sons? Your brother. That is true. Krishna went to Karuna Prabhu Sai Vishnu, penetrating the covering of this universe. Arjuna also went to him. You know that? Krishna went outside this universe, penetrating this past, and Arjuna also accompanied. So it is Krishna's power, he took his friend also. For ordinary human being, it is not possible. But because Krishna said, Dharal, I shall take you. So he took you. This covering, universal covering, there are 7 layers. Earth, water, fire, air. Each layer is 10 times bigger than the one layer. Then you go to the spiritual world.
10 times bigger than each layer?
That is just one layer. The other layer is 10 times bigger than the first layer. The third is 10 times bigger than the 10 times in this way, the whole universe is covered. What your scientists know?
Scientists said there are different layers in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
There's the ionosphere and all the spheres. Yeah.
Anyway, some ideas are there. But in Bhagavad it is all this.
But they do not say it 10 times.
What do they know? They do not say anything. Know something.
Thank you. So when we establish the theory of Atinda Shakti,
not only Atinda Shakti, first of all we have to establish that life is not from matter. Matter is from life. Then they will be under your control. First of all you have to study. Because their whole scientific advancement is going on this basis. That life is from matter. But that is not the fact. Matter is from life. Just the opposite. First of all you have to study this. Why don't you write a theory and get Nobel Prize? This is a fact. And you have to prove also, by their scientific force. Fact is this. Are you convinced about this fact? That matter comes from life, not life comes from matter. Are you convinced or not? Otherwise, how can life?
Yes, I am convinced.
Then why don't you write in scientific language? All these material elements have come from life. Not that from material elements life has come. No. That is not fair. The Krishna says, Kartha, Sarvam Pravartam, everything from me, but Krishna is life. Aham Sarvasya Prabhupada, Janmatasya Gataha. So, and Bhumi Rapa Nalo Vayu, Vinnami Prakriti Astadha. So many informations are there. Me, mine, like that. So his life, our God is not dead. Our God is life, living, just like us, one of us, but he is more powerful. Our body sleeps like us, just like we eat, sleep. The difference is that he eats, but they keep this thing as it is. Yes. And we eat, we finish. And that, who cannot again produce? God's power is like that, that he eats, at the same keeps everything intact for your eating. And if you give me a plate, I eat and there is nothing for you. That is the difference. He has to eat. Otherwise, we are making all these bogus things. Preparing some nice thing, offering to God. Is that false? No. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnami Vavasishtate. It's so complete that 1 - 1 = 1. That is also this. Therefore, Krishna is expanding himself by so many energies, but Krishna is the same. There is no loss in his energy. Even in a human being or animal, he produces so many children. It's like hogs. He produces at least 1 dozen children every year. But the hog is the same. Even hog can have so much power. And formerly, one man used to produce 100 such children. First from the potency comes. The man is giving birth to 100 of children, but still, he is the same man. First from the potency comes. Why man? Even as the chief, the thousands of eggs they produce, and thousands of pieces are again produced. Where from the potency comes?
From the supreme controller.
Not only he has got. From the supreme controller, but directly see that he has got so much potential. Everything is coming from supreme, that's a fact. But you can see. Hundreds and thousands of children produced by one single living entity. It's next. They produce hundreds and thousands of children, that is that. First that they eat their own children. Otherwise, the whole world would have been full of snakes.
See?
Yes. All the animals, they eat their children.
I think the eggs are snakes. They're small this week.
The eggs? Yes.
Does it call you the
advances
to eat
children?
Does it call you
the advances? Yes. Just like in the last one, they exclude their own stools out of hunger. So when there will be no food staff, they kill their own children. Already they are killing abortion. Luckily, our son, children go by surgical instrument, they kill and they take out it. They are already killing.
They take the pill, the
birth control
pill, they're killing the children.
Killing is killing. What is that? What is that?
This is often they take a pill.
They often take birth control.
No, that is one kind of killing. A directly killing.
Yeah.
They threw some instrument through the vagina and they kill, cut into pieces and get out. Living children. He's a scientist. That surgeon is a scientist and doing this business.
Yes, medical scientist.
Yes. He is paid for that killing.
They lost the mercifulness, the quality.
And what am I speaking? Animal has mercifulness. The animals also. Is producing animals. Yes. Who are speaking that slaughterhouse, they are giving some injection that the animal may not feel pain. Rascal is killing him and he is humanitarian one. He may not feel pain. If I say, I shall kill you, but you will not feel any pain. Come on. This is their slogan. The killing and their thing all energy, killing any pain. Such rascal dummy is going on. and therefore do not talk with any rascal except my disciples. I know there are rascals. Waste of time. All this rascaldom is coming out of that wrong notion that life is from matter. That wrong notion.
That is why they say, so long as I am alive, enjoy as much as you can.
Yes, that is the truth. Good morning.
If they know that there is life after death, or life started from life, then they will not be going like this.
So many things will change. That is mystic power for me. Yes, because I do not know how to do it. So it is mystic power. But the boy is going like this. Let's say one of these yogis, she walked over the river cross. So another old man said, oh, this is only 2 paise worth. Why? No, I'll pay 2 paise to this boat man who will cross this. But to attain that power, he had to spend so many years of practice. And this is waste of time. If you can do it by paying 2 paise or 1.5 to a boatman across the river, why did you for 10 years or 15 years practice this just to show magic?
Well, I remember an incident in Bombay. There was when I was in Calcutta about 3 years ago. There was a yogi. There was advertisement that he's going to walk on water.
Oh, that is possible.
So I think it was about 500 rupees per ticket.
Oh, yes. Real aim was to get some money.
Radhakrishnan was there, the president. But ultimately, he fell down in the water.
And what about the money?
I don't know. He was beaten or something. He said he missed something.
That's like you, James. Yes, missing something. In future, it can be. But in something. And these fools, Dr. Radha Krishna and company, they are so fools that so many animals there walking on the sea, I am going to see another man. How they are fools. What is their credit? She laughs because she laughs.
Yes.
They go very nice. Why do they not see that? These are animals, these are another is an animal.
Bird can float.
Yeah. And they can fly. Yeah. So Dr. Radha Krishna was a big actor.
But I couldn't believe by that time. I said, this cannot be possible.
No, it is possible. It's possible. If one has practiced yoga sutra, he can become light. To walk over the water means to become very light, like cotton swab. Then he can walk. He can fly also. In Siddha Lokas, the inhabitants there, they fly in the sky. From one planet to another planet, they go by planet. There is Siddha Loka planet. Therefore, they are called Siddha Loka. And they have all perfection of this yogic mystic power.
Are
the locals
like angels?
Huh? Are the locals like angels? Angels you can call angels. But there are human beings who fly. In your side, Kamakha,
Kamakha,
there are some ladies that are flying the sky on a tree. You have not heard?
I very vaguely heard.
Yes, there are. They can fly in the sky on a tree.
When I was a child, our grandfather, they used to tell those things.
Yes, past. That is mentioned in Bhagavata also. That his daughter, she dreamed of a nice husband. So her friend, Usha, yes. So Aniruddha, that friend brought Aniruddha, Krishna's son. He dreamt Aniruddha. So she promised, I am doing it. He just picture, his picture, who is late. So
he's a maker.
Yes, he remembers.
There is an experiment that was done by Pasteur as a French scientist long time ago. In that experiment, they boil some, I think it's water, because normally the water without boiling, there are so many microorganisms, small living entities, that can be taken under the microscope. He wanted to know whether life started from some ingredients inside, or just life started from life. So he boiled this solution and kept for some time under very careful covering so that there's no contamination from outside. And then there was no light. He couldn't find any organisms. So they said life starts from matter. That is one of the experiments.
What is that experiment?
Boil water, first of all. Without boiling water, they can detect so many organisms, small bacteria and this living entities in the microscope. But when they boil it, and they kept for some time, and then they tested, there was no organisms.
But that microscope is imperfect. That is our country. Because living entity, the dimension of the living entity is 1/10,000 part of the top of your hair. So, what you can see?
Sorry, Mason. This is not critical to go to occupy. Like, if we take and kill all these bodies and put them somewhere and come back, and then when we leave, it's not the life to come back to the body. They make the circle.
Yes,
to your soul.
Another time. It takes time. Besides that, according to Bhagavad Gita, life is not killed by fire. Asurusvayam, adajayam, yamnaredit, adajayam. It cannot be burnt into fire. So how life can be killed by boiling water? That is a nonsense.
The body becomes unsuitable to a spiritual leap.
Asurusvayam, adajayam.
But by putting proper chemicals, then they can see again. The ingredients necessary for the survival of the living entities, the necessary amounts, like a source of protein, source of carbon, then the light is again started.
Right. What on the light can?
It's not suitable again for the spirit soul, so they come.
They're just changing the living conditions.
Like if you put honey, ants will come.
Yeah.
That's good. That doesn't mean the honey is producing ants. If life is coming from matter, then why you are putting chemicals? That is also matter, life will come.
They say without the chemicals, they cannot see life.
Well, chemical is also matter. It's like with one matter you make, just like we mix so many matters. Turmeric, salt, spices, they're all matter. But mixing together, the condition is that it becomes a sweet vegetable. Similarly, the chemical is also matter. And water is also matter. So life comes from matter, And it will come from the water. Why it is, there is no need of mixing another kind. It will actually need to let the water remain for some time. When it will decompose, the light will come.
So stagnant water, light will come. Just like in the ocean, there are so many lights coming out. Who is going to put the tanker? Nonsense. Where you have got so much tanker? And you can find out tons and tons, millions of tons of fish. And nobody went to put there. The tanker.
They will say nature supplies to chemicals.
So therefore, that nature's potency is assumed. That is beyond your calculation. That is our problem. How nature is supplied, that we do not know. All that is very common thing. Just like, from my body, there are so many worms and germs who come out from the stool. There are so many worms. I am also producing life. I am not going to add some chemical, but the chemical is being supplied by me, by my potency. Otherwise, why so many worms are there in the stool? This one and this one and that one. Sometimes from wood. What is called? Termites, they come. And who is going to supply the chemical? Not from all wood. At a certain stage, it will come. Without your adding chemical.
The chemicals are already there.
Already there. Everywhere. Chemicals are there. When the suitable circumstances complete, right? Shedarya. We are called Shedarya. By fermentation, by perspiration, life will come. Andarya. Andarya is coming from the egg. Shedarya.